With Biodynamics, which is created and by the founder Rudolf Steiner, it is a system of agriculture that is about farming with plants and with the planets, I suppose. And so on the Friday, we had an opportunity to harvest on the moon opposite Saturn, which is when the Earth's in the middle of the moon on one side and the planet Saturn on the other. And it was nearly a new moon. It was a perigee, so the moon was closest to the Earth, and it was a flower day. You may wonder what on earth that means.
I am sitting here thinking, I can understand the words, but I don't really know exactly what you mean.
Well, biodynamics is scientific in that what we do is through observation. And the moon is the most important planet for us because it's the closest. And Maria Thun was a German horticulturalist who did 30 years research looking at the influence of the constellations and their position with respect to the moon and their effect on plant growth. And she found that, you know, if you harvest on the or do anything on it, you had fruit, flower, earth and leaf days. So the fruit days are the heat, so that's the fire, and that's Leo, Sagittarius and Aries, the fire signs. And so we harvest on those days or on flower days when they're the air signs, the constellations of Libra, Gemini and Aquarius. And so that was the flower day, and of course the moon being closer to the Earth affects everything we do. Generally, I mean, you can see, people understand that the moon affects tides, you can see that. It also affects plants and you could argue people. And so it's a very subtle but powerful way of farming, yeah.
And how, what effect does it have on the grapes themselves to harvest at the time, which is slightly earlier based on your own biodynamic philosophy than the other growers around the place? You know, is there any kind of bitterness or any issue with those kind of things, or you feel that they're ready?
We only did a small harvest and it was a selective pick, and they were ready. I think the vines are able to adapt themselves. I think, you know, we can all notice the effect of climate change, you know, that's warming up. And I think the vines just naturally adapt themselves without us adding water because we don't irrigate, or fertilising to get more yield. I think all of those things possibly contribute. I think they're also, particularly with the reds, the tannins ripen earlier, because I did a lot of, I did a science degree, majoring in zoology at university. And when I first came, we did all these trials, experiments, looking at what makes, you know, tannin ripen on the vine. So that was my thesis for my wine degree. And so we found that, you know, if you expose the berries to sunlight earlier, you get earlier tannin ripeness. So that was the first thing we did in the vineyard. And the vines, the grapes ripened, the tannins ripened around 13 boma. But with biodynamics, they start ripening anywhere between, you know, 10, 11 boma, the phenolics and the tannins. So that's one specific difference that I've seen from biodynamics.
What about the flavour and taste of the wine? Do you notice or feel that difference because of the way that you're growing them, with that extra attention to the soil and the inputs and what you're doing?
I think they have more aliveness. Yeah, I think if anything, the wines are alive, you know, because we're not adding anything. You know, if you look at it as a straight line from the soil to the glass, we don't add anything or correct for acid or add yeast to give, you know, different flavours from somewhere else. So it's a very straight line from there's nothing in between the land and the drinker.
And do you export your wines as well?
Yeah, we export to about 18 different countries, yeah.
Recent information and evaluation of the wine industry and its success both locally and overseas does really seem to be focused on that story element and what you can tell of the history of your grapes. Do you think that adds a bit of competitiveness to your wines overseas?
I think people always buy quality first. And, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about, oh, people are only, you know, doing organic or biodynamic because of marketing reasons. But it's a lot of hard work, so It's not a marketing. It's the reason we did it organic and biodynamic, is because we believed that it was the right thing to do.